The Gemara in Daf Hei outlines the basic halacha of Nibur by Kiddush. Gemara quotes a brisa which says that Nosan huvamar hu mekudeshes, Nosan huvamar hi eina mekudeshes, Nosan huvamar hi is a shaila. According to the Lishna Kama, eina mekudeshes v'teres vada. According to the Lishna Basra, it's a safek Kiddush. So the question is, what's this safek? What's the question about Nosan huvamar hi? Why should it be Kiddushin? Why should it not be Kiddushin? So Rashi writes that Nosan Hu Va'amrehi is a Sofeg, because Nosan Hu is Dami L'Kiyikach Isha, L'Kiyikach Ish, Va'amrehi is Dami L'Tikach Isha L'Ish. We know there's a din Kiyikach Ish Isha, that the husband has to play the active role in Kiddushin. So the problem is that if Nosan Hu Va'amrehi, he's doing something active but not doing the other thing. He's doing an Asina but not the Amira. So that's the shayla over here. Is that called the kiddushin or is it not? The Iri explains further that the safek is whether the kiyikach requires both nesina and an amira, or it's enough to have a nesina, even if the amira is done by someone else, as long as the nesina was done mitzad deba, that's called kiyikach. So that's the simple pshat in the Gemara. What does that mean? That it's necessary to have a dibur, according to the Lishna Kama, it's necessary to actually have a dibur mitzad the ish, according to the Lishna Bas, it's a safek. But according to the Lishna Kama, even if the husband gives the kesef, even if the man gives the kesef to the isha, that's not enough, he also has to have a dibur as well. So the pashup shot is that dibur might be part of the Maisa Kiddushin, it might be an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. That Kiyikach tells me that Maisa Kiddushin doesn't only involve giving of the kesef, nesina, it needs amira as well. That's what you could say. That's what it seems like the Torah's Gittin is saying, that you really need a dibur as part of the Maisa Kiddushin. And we pointed out that's what the Rid says on the Hayamad Aleph in the Rif, that he says b'dibur hu mekadsha. Through the kesef, he's mekadsha b'dibur. What does it mean? He's mekadsha b'dibur. It means that dibur is part of the Maisa Kiddushin. But that's one approach. That's what we could have said. That the pasuk kiyikar, the fact that the Torah uses a strange lashon, it could have said kiyikna ishish, and it says kiyikach ishish. So that indicates that you need something more than just regular kinyanim. In regular kinyanim, as long as you have a maisa kinyan, and there's das for the kinyan, then everything is fine. But in kiddushin, maybe you need more. Maybe from the Torah dekra, from the ribui of kiyikach, we learn that dibur is part of the maisa kiddushin. So even if the husband does the nesina, if he doesn't do amira, so then there's something missing. This is one approach to the sugya. Comes the Ran. It seems to explain the Gemara differently. If you have a Gemara, please turn to the Ran with me. Okay, this is on Daf Aleph on the Beis in Daf Yerid. The Ran is trying to distinguish between Nos Nahi Va'amrahu as opposed to Nosan Hu Va'amrahi. These two middle cases that we've been discussing in the last couple of days. Adayin Yeshlishol said the Ran, Akati Kevan de Maskinan de Tana de Vraisa Noka Gavin de Pshitle Vishavik Sveka, Menolan de Venosnehi Vamrahu Pshita de Lohabi Kiddushin. How do you know that Nosnehi Vamrahu is Poshit that there's no Kiddushin? But Nosanhu Vamrahi is a Safik. Right? From the Lishna Basi, you get the impression that Nosanhu Vamrahi is a Safik. But Nosnehi Vamrahu, the Ran doesn't mention, so it sounds like it's Poshit that it's not Kiddushin. What's the Chilik? What's the distinction? In fact, the Ran. Ikalameimar, the lodom. The Mishlam and Nosan Huvamrahi, Kaban Shabishas Nesina Omrahi, Vushosa Kareo Kemaskim Lidvareha. By Nosan Huvamrahi, since Bishas Nesina Omrahi, she does the Amira, and he shows sakes, it sounds like he's maskim to her. The shtika is like a haskoma, it's like he's agreeing to what she said. Just like by a regular case of Kiddushin, he says, gives her the kesef, and what does the woman do? What does the woman do under the chuppah? Nothing. She just stands there and listens, and it shows that she's quiet. It says the Ran, how can that shtika work? The shtika dida kehodah, just like the shtika of the woman can be kehodah. Kanami, kevin shu shosik, b'shas nesina, yesh loma shu maskin lidvarel. Just like, so too over here, if he shows like b'shas nesina dida, that's a gilui milsa, that he's maskim to what she said. But he didn't speak. Aval bishlo pirish, says the Ran, havale kimadabri maliske kidusha, v'nasan la kidusha v'lo pirish. The Gemara Daf Vav says that haya medabri maliske gita v'kidusha, v'nasan la v'lo pirish. Machlokes tanaim, what the halacha is, the kaimlan kirvio, see the amadaya, we paskin that nasan la kesef, haya medabri maliske kidusha beforehand, and b'shas nesinas hakesef, he says nothing, he says absolutely nothing, that works. So Frank Duran, how can Medabri Malis Kekidusha work? But he's not saying anything. B'shas Nesina. Ikalameimar, Hilkach, Ikalameimar, the Havala Kenosin Huva Amarhu. Just like Medabri Malis Kekidusha works, even without a deeper B'shas Nesina, so too, Nosin Huva Amrahi, Vishosak, should be good as well. Why do we need a deeper B'shas Kedushin? If Medabri Malis Kekidusha, we don't need a deeper B'shas Kedushin inside the Ish. So then Nasan Huva Amrahi, we also shouldn't need a Dibur Mitzada Ish. Who cares that she spoke? Nasan Huva Amrahi, he was Shosek, so the fact that he was Shosek, that's enough, that should be enough. Abul Nasan Huva Amrahu, Kevin Shaino Choshuv, Lekalamem, the Karina Bekiga Klau. But Nasan Huva Amrahu, forget about it, that's not Kiga. Nasan Huva Amrahu, you're missing the major part of Kiga. What is that? Nesina. Nosna Hiva Amar who's up there, and that's Vandayena Mekudeshes, because you're missing Nesina Mitzad Abal, that's not Kiyika for sure. But Nosna Huva Amra, he says the Ran, what's the problem? What's the problem? He's not speaking. He did the Nesina. He did the Nesina. So he did the Maisa Kiddushin. Ah, he's not speaking yet, but Vendabri Maliske Kiddusha, he's also not speaking Vishas Nesina. And that still works. So if Vendabri Maliske Kiddusha works, why shouldn't Nosna Huva Amra, he Vishasa Kabal work as well? He doesn't have to speak. Says the Rav. That's the chilek between Nasna Hiva Amrahu and Nasan Huva Amrahi. Nasna Hiva Amrahu, you're missing the Iker, you're missing Nesina Mitzad Abal, that's not Kiyigach. Nasan Huva Amrahi, you have a Nesina Mitzad Abal. The only thing that you're missing is the Amir Mitzad Abal. Yeah, but Medabri Maliske Kiddusha, you're also missing Amir Mitzad Abal. That still works. So what could be the problem over here? Nasan Huva Amrahi should also work. That should be Kiyigach according to the Rav. Zach.
So doesn't the Ran say that perhaps the reason that Nasan Huva Amrahi works is because it's similar to Nasan Huva Amrahi, in which case perhaps you do need the Amira.
No, but he compares to Medabri Maliske Kiddusha. The case of Medabri Maliske Kiddusha is also similar to Nasan Huva Amrahi. Apparently it is, because the Gemara says it works.
So would Amira not be included in kind of the obligation of Kiyikah according to the Ran?
I'm not sure. So that's the question that I want to raise. What is the Ran saying? The fact that he mentions Kiyikah at the end sounds like it's a Kiyikah din. It's trying to define what Kiyikah includes. And yet he seems to say Amira is not absolutely necessary. Maybe Nesina is sufficient. He compares to Medabri Ma al Iske Kiddusha. If Medabri Ma al Iske Kiddusha, you don't need Amir Mitzad Dabal. So maybe Nasan Huva Amrahi should work as well. You shouldn't need Amira Mitzad Dabal. What is he saying? What does Kiyikach require? So, the Ran seems to assume that... Okay, let's pedal back. If we assume the way that we explained previously, that Kiyikach means that you need Nesina plus Amira, that's the suffix, right? According to the first Lashon, you need a deeper Mitzad Dabal also, not just Nesina. According to the second Lashon, it's a suffix. But if that's the problem of the Gemara, so then what's the Ran talking about? The Ran can't agree with our first pshat. The Ran can't say that according to the Lishna Kama, Nasan Huva Amrahi Einam Kodeshes, because Amira is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Because if that's the case, then what's the Ran talking about? He's saying because the Baal was Shosek, that's Kiyikach. Shtika Ka Amira? How can Shtika be Ka Amira if Amira is an integral part of Kiddushin? If you need Nesina and Dibur, and both and each are part of the Maisa Kiddushin, so then how can Shtika be Kamira? The Ikar of the Ran is that he's making an equation, and that Shtika is Kamira. The Baal being silent is the same as speaking. But if Amira is an integral part of Kiddushin, then how can Shtika be B'makom Amira? It's not an Amira, it's not Mamish a Dibur. If the Tura of Kiyikah, if the Ribu of Kiyikah tells me that you need a Dibur in addition to the Nesina, so how can Shtika work? What's the Ran talking about? How can Shtika work? Yoni?
You say that maybe once we know that Medabri Maliske Kiddusha works, and that's not a real formal divorce, so maybe like Shinko Dada, we could say that. Once you know that, like, you don't have to have an actual formal viewer, then you could say by when he's quiet, Shinko Dada, I mean, and that would be good enough. Once you know that.
Yaakov?
I'm here as a function of Das.
Well, just one second. Yoni, so what you're saying is correct, but the question is begs itself. Why is Medabri Ma Liska Kiddusha good if there's no Amira there either? So how could that work either? The answer is Yaakov. Right? That basically, what the Ran might be saying is that Amira is not necessary because it's an integral part of the Maisa Kiddusha. The Maisa Kiddusha is the Nesim HaKesem. That's the Maisa Kiddusha. Exactly what you thought a couple of months ago. Right? The giving of the Kesef is the Maisa Kiddusha. What's the dibur for? The dibur is just to clarify the das of the Baal, to clarify the das of both the Baal and the Isha, perhaps. Right? To show a rotzon for Kiddushin. The purpose of the Amir is not that it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin, according to the Ran. That can't be, because if it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin, how can you just waive the need to have a dibur, a real dibur, and say that Shtika ka Amira dami? How can Shtika be in place of the dibur? If you need a dibur as part of the Maisa Kiddushin, then you need a dibur. What must the Ran be saying? That the purpose of the Dibur is not because Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. No, the Maisa Kiddushin is the Nesina. Nesina Sakesef, Nesina Sashtar, Maisa Biyah. It's the actual Maisa. The Dibur is external to the Maisa. The Dibur is external to the Maisa. The purpose of the Dibur is just to be Megala Das, that the husband should reveal what his Das is, that he has a Rotzon for Kiddushin. Now, Ki Yigach might tell me that it's not enough that we have an Umdan of the Mucha, that we know what his Das is, but rather we need that Gili Das to come from the actions or the Dibur of the husband. That's what Ki Yigach is telling me. Not that Ki Yigach is a Yitura, it's a Ribui, that's teaching me that Dibur is part of the Maisa Kiddushin. No. The Nesina is the Maisa Kiddushin. The Dibur is external. The Dibur is just to be Megala Das. Ki Yigach just tells me that Gili Das has to come from the Baal. If not, then it's felt in Ki Yigach. But not that Ki Yigach tells me that Dibur is actually part of the Maisa Kiddushin. If it's not part of the Maisa Kiddushin, then perhaps we can understand why Shtika Kamira. The Shtika might be enough because the Shtika is not an action mitzad the Baal, but it's something the Baal is doing or not doing. It's funny, right? Shtika is not a Maisa, but it's something that's associated with the Baal from which we have a hochacha. Maybe that is called hochacha mikoach diburo or mikoach maisa. Right? Maybe the shtika can be viewed as a maisa of the Baal. It's not an active maisa, but it's something the Baal is doing that demonstrates what his das is. So maybe according to the Ran, that's sufficient. That's kiyika. In fact, this is what the Ran writes later. In terms of defining what a maisa kiyushin is, in the middle of the sugya on daftes, That's where the Shulta Gibarim was, on the Peyam and Aleph and Dapya Rif. It's a very long round. It's really not for our sugi right now. But in the midst of that long round, which is talking about what happens if a person is Mekadesh Bito Ktana. Say a person is Mekadesh a daughter. So if he's Mekadesh Bishtar, what's the Loshen of the Shtar? Does he write Hariat Mekudeshesli in the Shtar, or does he write Bitcha Mekudeshesli? He gives the Shtar to the father. What does he write in the Shtar? That's the discussion that the Rishonim are having. What's the Loshen of the Shtar? So in the midst of that, the Ran distinguishes between Shtar and Kesef, and he makes the following statement about Kesef. In the middle of that Ran, it's very hard to find this line of the Ran, but it's there. Lefisha HaKesef hu shekona va'amira in atzricha ela legalosh nesina zu l'shem kiddushin hayim. I couldn't have said it better. I mean, I couldn't have said it more explicitly. The Ran says that the kesef is what's kona, the kesef is what's doing the kiddushin. The amira is only necessary to be megala, legalo shenesina zu l'shem kiddushin hayim. That's the purpose of the amira. Ram is clearly saying that the amira is not part of the maisa kiddushin. The kesef is mekadesh. It's not be diburo hu mekadesha al yedei hakesef, like the loshen of the rid. No, it's not that both of them are mekadesh. No, the kesef is mekadesh. The kesef is kona. The amira is just to be megala that this Nesina was L'shem Kiddusha. And that's probably what the Ran here, on the Aleph Amid Beis, and the Abir Rehom, on the Hey in the Gemara, that's what the Ran is saying. If the Safik here, whether Nosan Huva Amra He can work or not, is where the Shtika can serve as a Gili Das Mitzad the Baal. Maybe that's not enough, maybe it's not Kiyikach, because the Baal is not doing something actively to demonstrate his Das. Or should I say no? Maybe the shtika is enough to be called kiyigach. It's enough of a quote-unquote maisa mitzad the Baal that we'll say the hauchachas mitzad the maisa of the Baal. And it is kiyikach. That's the suffix that the Ran has in the Gemara. And according to the Lishna Kama, tak is not kiyikach. Since it's not a maisa, even though the Baal is, quote-unquote, doing something, but it's not a maisa. So since the Rochach is not coming mikoach maisa, mikoach diburu, that's not going to work. That's the suffix of the Gemara, according to the Ran. Yes?
So, of course, around the other side of being, the side to say that it wouldn't work, is that shtik is just not as strong enough.
Not strong enough to be called kiyikach. No, it's not a strong enough maisa mitzad the Baal. It's not a maisa at all. It's not an action. Because it's not an action inside the Baal, it's not called Kiyikach. We do know what his das is. If he's quiet, if it's quiet, presumably the Ran is assuming we do know what his das is. That's what he says. I mean, clearly, if he's quiet, he's maskim, but it might not be Kiyikach anyway. Because he's not doing a Maisa. He's not doing a Maisa, then it's not called Kiyikach. This seems to be how the Ran is learning the Gemara. So how does Medabri Maal Iske Kiyusha work according to the Ran? How does it work? It works because there's a gilui das mitzad the Baal. There, there's a gilui das mitzad the deeper of the Baal Mamish. The Baal is speaking. He might not be speaking b'shas ma'isa kiddushin, but he spoke before. So he speaks before. He does the nesina. So even if that nesina, there's nothing in the nesina that's muchach that he wants it to be l'shem kiddushin. Maybe he's giving the ring just as a present. There's nothing in the nesina itself that makes it muchach that the Baal is wrote to the kiddushin, but he had a deeper beforehand. And maybe that Dibur before is enough to be called Kiyikach, because that's a Dibur mitzad the Baal. There's a Hochacha mikoach Diburo that he wants Kiddushin over here. So according to the Ran, that's Taka sufficient. According to the Ran, you don't actually need a Dibur b'shas HaKiddushin. All you need is a Gilui Das mitzad the Baal. So even if the Gilui Das came beforehand, even if it doesn't come b'shas Kiddushin, that's sufficient, that's enough, because you have a Gilui Das mitzad the Baal. If the Dibur were an integral part of the Kiddushin, the Medabri Maal Iske Kiddushas still seems a little difficult. Because Bishas Maisa, Bishas Nesina, he's not speaking, so there still seems to be something missing. But the Ran says, no, Medabri Maal Iske Kiddushas is my Raya, that you don't need Dibra as part of the Maisa Kiddushin. The purpose of the Dibra is simply to be Megala Das. And I need something on the part of the husband. Kiyikach tells me that the Hochach has to come, Mikach is Dibra, Mikach is Maisa, so I do need something on the part of the husband. But as long as there's a Gilui Das that emerges from the husband, then it's fine. And even if that Gilui Das occurs before the Maisa, that's fine. Says the Ran, if that's the case, then maybe Shtika would also be sufficient. You know, the Baal didn't do anything. It's no Maisa, but that's enough. That's also a Gilui Das that he wants the Kiddushin. So even Shtika might be enough. And it's Kiyikach because it's emerging from the Baal. Yes?
If I'm here, I just the Gilui Das, and certain of the Gemara suggested that Nasa Duba Amri might work. But then it's Nasa Duba Amri. The Gemara suggests that either it doesn't work, if it's actually a case of Nasa Duba Amri, or it's a suffix. It never suggests that it might work.
Well, that is the suffix, right? The Gemara in the Lishna Kama leans to the side that it shouldn't work at all. Right? The Gemara in the Lishna Kama leans to the side that it shouldn't work at all, because it's not Kiyikach, because what's the Baal doing? He's not doing Amira. He's not Megala his Das over here. He's just being passive. In the Lishna Basa, the Gemara detains the possibility maybe it will work. The Gemara is not so convinced that it should work. It leans more to the side that it shouldn't work. Because the Gemara assumes that you need at least the Gilui Das mitzad the Baal. And here he's not doing anything. He's just standing there. What, Shtika Kodah Dami is enough to say there's a Gilui Das mitzad the Baal? Why? The fact that we know what the Baal wants, but if he didn't say it to us, or if he didn't do something with an action, that's not Kiyikach. Kiyikach means he has to do something to demonstrate that das. Without doing something, maybe it's not enough. So it could be that Shtika is called doing something. You know, he's being passive, but halachically, if you look at that as doing something. But you see that the Gemara wasn't so convinced that it should work. There actually is a possibility it really wouldn't work. Yaakov?
Something's not about his amount of das. It's about whether or not he's doing
Kiyikach. Right, whether that's Kiyikach.
The das is for sure.
The das is definitely there. Right? We know what he wants. Which case?
This case of Nasan Huva Amrahi.
With a shtika, right. The shayla is whether that's like Nasan Huva Amrahu or not. Is it Kiyikach or not? That's sad in the suffix that it works. Right. If it works, then it's like Nasan Huva Amrahu, because you're telling me that whatever you need in the Amira, mitzad the Baal, you have in the shtika of the Baal. But that's good for the suffix in the Gemara, whether shtika kamir dami or not. Whether that counts as Kiyikach or doesn't count as Kiyikach. Question? Yeah.
Just clarity, so based on that, then according to the side that says it works, the shtika would work, then you just that we just hold that you don't need an actual action for kigah to happen.
No, you need an action, you need an asina, but the question is amira. What's the purpose of the amira?
Right.
According to the Ran, it's just to be megaladas, but the pasuk kiikar tells me that the giladas has to emerge from something of the baal. So the suffix in the Gemara is where the shtika is enough of a something. Right? A shtika enough of a maisa mitzad the baal. Every time I'm saying the word maisa, so it sounds strange. Shtika is not a maisa, but is it enough of an input mitzad the baal that we view it as Muchach mitoch maisav, that he has a gilui das, he's relatively kiddushin on that. That's a shame.
Is it possible to say that the sina is the only action that you need, and then the shtika is just meaning the sina? You don't. If someone just saw the sina happen, you don't know necessarily that it's for a kiddushin. Oh,
right.
You have the gilui das. Meaning the shtika doesn't need to be a maisa necessarily, but it has to prove that the maisa was meant for kiddushin.
What's kiikach? Kiikach means the baal is to do something to demonstrate that he has a gilui das. The Nesina doesn't demonstrate anything. He's just giving Kesef. Kesef doesn't necessarily indicate that he wants a L'shem Kiddushin. Maybe he's giving it to her as a gift. It's only through a Dibur, only through a Shtika, through something else that the Baal is doing that indicates that he really wants it, B'taras Kiddushin. So clearly the Baal has to do something else. The question is Shtika Ka'amira Dami? Is it enough to be viewed as Kiyika? What's the Rid going to say? Why does Medavri Ma'al Iske Kiddushin work according to the Rid? He holds that Amir is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. So how can the Davri Maliske Kiddushin work? He's not speaking Bishas Maisa Kiddushin. He can speak all he wants before the Maisa Kiddushin, but if Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin, Mustafa, the Dibur has to take place Bishas Kiddushin in order to be part of the Maisa Kiddushin. What's the Rid going to say? What's the answer?
You have to argue that it actually counts as...
How does it count?
Count as Arayan Kiddushin.
How does it count? Yes, Josh? The Me'iri, has it? Yeah, but it's not Bishas Kiddushin, no? It's not Bishas Kiddushin, no? Yes? No? Is it Medabri Maliske Kiddusha? One can understand, is the beginning of the Mashiach Kiddushin, right? Maybe the fact that Asukim Bo Soinyan, the Gemara says, Medabri Maliske Kiddusha might not be enough. They have to be Asukim Bo Soinyan. They have to still be talking about something related to Kiddushin. So that extends the Maisa Kiddushin back to the original Dibur. Maybe his original Dibur is viewed as a Dibur B'Shas Kiddushin. Right? He was with Dabra Aliske Kiddusha, and then the rest of Kimbosolini, and then he gives her the Kesef. It's all one long Maisa Kiddushin. So maybe the Taka is viewed as a Dibur B'Shas Kiddushin. That's how the Rid is going to understand. And that's what the Me'iri says. Right? The Me'iri on Davav. Irian Davov, I'm a Davri Mal, Iske Kiddushah, Vehi Misrat Zeslo, Venosan Labifnei Eidim, Veloshim Dibur Ba'olam, etc. Harezim Mekudashas? The Dibur Shebe Iske Kiddushah, Hu B'mokom Harea Mekudashas Li. Zog the Me'iri, the Dibur Be Iske Kiddushah, before, what seems to be before the Ma'isa Kiddushin, that is the Dibur of Kiddushin. Clearly he's assuming, like the Rid, that it's not just to be Megaladas, but you actually need a Dibur as part of the Maisa Kiddushin. So he has to be Mechadesh, that the Dibur that the Baal did beforehand is the Dibur of Kiddushin. Now, how can that be? But it's not during the Maisa Kiddushin. Sukkim Bo Soinyan extends the Maisa Kiddushin back to the Dibur that occurs beforehand. And this is Mucha from the Me'iri's next statement. In the next Dibur Maskel, the Me'iri says, Sarach Sheteida Shadibur Be'iske Kiddushin, Sarach Shehebo Loshon She'ilu Hayek Yotzibo Be'kiddushin, The Dibur Be'iske Kiddusha before the Ma'isa Kiddushin has to be a Dibur that would have worked B'Shas Kiddushin Mamish. Kigon Shiyomar Tirtzi Lios Ishti? Would you marry me? Is that what those words mean? Will you be my wife? So that would work as a Harayat Mekudashesli. Will you be my wife? That would work as a Loshon B'Shas Ma'isa Kiddushin. Ha'ezim Mishar L'Shonos Hamo'ilim. It has to be a good Lashon. It can't be that he's pushing himself toward her. It's got to be Harei HaMekudesh Esliyal Shitei Kenuya Hilo. It's got to be a good Lashon that he's taking her. Hakol She'eno Kein, Eno Klo. She'en Dibur Be'iske Kiddushin Mo'el B'ma She'en Kiddushin Atzmam Mo'ilin V'chein Nira Libar. Says the Me'iri, the Lashon Be'iske Kiddushin has to be a Lashon that would have worked B'Shas Kiddushin Mamish. Why? If the purpose of the Dibur Be'ezkei Kiddushin is just to be Megala Das, so why does that have to be so specific? What, it has to be a Lashon that would have worked B'Shas Kiddushin? Meiri is saying, no, the Dibur Be'ezkei Kiddushin is not just to be Megala Das, it's a Dibur that's integral to the Maisa Kiddushin. So if it's not a Dibur that would have worked B'Shas Kiddushin, then it can't work before the Shas Kiddushin either. It's got to be a Dibur that works for Kiddushin, because it's integral to the Maisa Kiddushin. It's integral to the Maisa Kiddushin, so it has to be the kind of Dibur that would have worked B'Shas Kiddushin Mamish. That's how the Rid would learn. According to the Rid, is a Dibur that's integral to the Maisa Kiddushin. It is the Dibur of Kiddushin. It's not a Dibur that's occurring before the Maisa Kiddushin, and it's just accomplishing the same thing as Dibur Kiddushin. It is the Dibur of Kiddushin. And that's why it has to be the same kind of Dibur that would have worked with Shas Kiddushin itself. I saw a hand up. Yes, Ben.
I believe according to the Lashon of the Meiri, though, it says that the Amira needs to go in the direction of the Kiddushin Atma, which seems to separate the Amira from the Kiddushin itself. It seems to treat Amira as an independent factor.
It has to go in the direction of the Kiddushin? What do you mean by that?
That was the same paragraph. We were just
in the first one or the second one?
The second
one. The direction of Kiddushin, meaning that he's Mekadesh her, not that he's pushing himself toward her. That's the whole paragraph.
No.
He's saying the Dibur Be'ezkei Kiddushin has to be the same type of Dibur that would work in the Kiddushin Atzma, meaning work in the, if you would have a Dibur B'Shas Ma'isa Kiddushin. A Dibur Lifnei HaKiddushin has to be the same type of Dibur that would work B'Shas Ma'isa Kiddushin. He seems to be saying Dibur is an integral part of the Ma'isa Kiddushin, so it has to be the same Lashon. It has to be the same Lashon. If you were to say that Dibur is simply to be Megala Das, it doesn't have to be the same Lashon that you would have B'Shas Ma'isa Kiddushin. It just has to be a Lashon that indicates the Das of the Baal for Kiddushin. But if you hold it has to be the same type of Dibur that would work for Kiddushin itself, that proves that it's integral to the Ma'isa Kiddushin. That's exactly what the Rid himself says in the Shulta Givarim. He says, the Lashon Hareza L'Kiddushin is not enough. You must say Hareyam Kudeshesli, Hareza L'Kiddushin. Hareza L'Kiddushin, that's not enough of a Dibur. You need a Dibur that demonstrates what's happening through the Kesef. Not just that this should be for Kiddushin. This should be for Kiddushin. Then you have a full Gila Das. You know exactly what he wants. Hareyat Mekudeshes. There's more. There you're saying, you are Mekudeshes to me. You're describing what the Maisa Kiddushin is accomplishing. The Rid claims that you need an actual Dibur that describes the Maisa Kiddushin, because Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. So by the same token, he would say that if he's Nidabri Ma Aliske Kiddushah beforehand, you need a Dibur Aliske Kiddushah that would work B'Shas Kiddushah, because Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushah. As opposed to the Ram. The Ram would disagree. The Ram would say that the Dibur Aliske Kiddushah doesn't have to be the exact Lashon of Hareyat Mekudesh Asli, a Lashon that would work B'Shas Maisa Kiddushah. The purpose of the Dibur is simply to demonstrate what his Das is, that he's wrote to the Kiddushah. So as long as they talk about Kiddushah, it's clear that that's what he wants. If he has the Nesina, if he gives the Kesef, even without any further Amira, the Dibur Aliske Kiddushah counts, because it counts to demonstrate the Gilu Das that the Baal has for the Kiddush. So this is an important nafkamina between the Rid and the Ran. If Nedabri Ma Aliske Kiddushah, does that Dibur have to be the same type of Dibur that would actually work B'Shas Ma'isa Kiddushin? Or no, can it be a different Dibur? It can, as long as it's a Dibur that demonstrates the Gilu Das, that's sufficient in order to achieve the Kiddush. Yeah, this could be an afkamina between the Rid and the Ram. Questions? Okay. This pshat in the Ram, that the purpose of Dibur B'Kiddushin is not that it's an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin, but rather it's external to the Maisa Kiddushin. And it's simply to demonstrate the Gilu Das Mitzad Baal, and the Pasuk Ki'ikach indicates that you need some Hokocha Mikoch the Maisa, Mikoch the Dibur, the Baal. This is what the Birka Shmuel writes. We discussed this in one of the first shiurim. But now we're going to elaborate a little bit more. That's the Birka Shmuel that I asked you to see in Siman Aleph. On page 2, in packet 27. He proves from a halach and kiddushin that we're going to get to later in the sugya. He writes, the b'kiddushin b'inan amir migzeres hakosav v'kiikach. The beina nasan huva amrahu. The beer hach gzeres hakazav. What's the beer of gzeres hakazav kikach? The gabi kiddushin mad beina das abal in zerak mishum din kinyan. Kvod beina gabi meka kumem ker das mishum chalos hakinyan. We know that you need das and kinyan in general. The makna has to agree to sell the karka to the kona, and the kona has to have das kinyan. You need das kinyan. But Zakhar Baruch Ber, Kiddushin is special. Elevavad din das lasos kinyan, kimo bishara kinyan, and the binyan das for kavanas kona. Beina bazedaito debal, bechde shiyia maisekicha. Kiyikav tells me that you need more than just a kinyan by Kiddushin, you need a maisekicha. Becholzman leka daito, ein kan maisekidushin, ukmoshin avar lekamon. As long as you don't have das habal, you don't have a demonstration of das habal, you're lacking in maisekicha. Maisekicha somehow is extra. What is that extra? So he explains in the next paragraph. The abirhu, the mavad din hadas, the beina mishum kinyan, beina hocha das bechdesh yia maisa kiddushin. Uzeg zarsa kosavu shlo yia maisa kiddushin bedaido shal baal l'chud kima b'shar kinyanim. But the maisa kiddushin shouldn't just be in his das, his personal mind. Ela beina ga maisa kicha didei, you need a maisa kicha. What is this maisa kicha? You need a hochacha mitoch the dibur of the baal, mitoch the maisa of the baal, something that indicates that he wants the kiddushin. Now came bo hagzeras hakosav the leka maisa kicha the kiddushin elam yesh darka hochacha bedibura o b'maisa. Again, Mochamol, he says that you need a hochacha bedibura o b'maisa. That's what Kiyikach is telling me. Hochacha mikoach the baal that he's wrote to be kiddushin. That doesn't work over here. Even though we know what his das is, we need an expression. We need a hochocha mikoach dibura o mikoach maisav that he actually has that das. Or maisa didei. Because Shmuel clearly holds that Kiyikach is teaching me that it's not enough just to have an umdana demuchach that the Baal wants the kiddushin. We need an actual hochacha, a hochacha mikoach dibura, mikoach maisa of the Baal. Medabri maliske kiddusha works. Why? Because that's also considered a hochacha mikoach dibura. He doesn't need a dibur b'shas maisa kiddushin. That's a hochacha mikoach dibura. What's the Birkas Shmuel saying? What's Kiyikach teaching me? So we expand it a little bit further. Shaito, we said, we know that we need a das alimta, there's a need for a das alimta, a higher level of das by getting the kiddushin. Maybe what Kiyikach is telling me is two things. Kiyikach tells me, aside from the das kinyan, you need a das alimta by kiddushin. That's the higher level of das that the Birkas Shmuel is alluding to. But there's another part to this equation, and that is that it has to be Kiyikach, that the das alimta has to be generated by the Baal. I need a higher level of das and kiddushin, point number one. And point number two, that das alimta has to be generated by the Baal. And that's why I need a dibur. I need a dibur so that there'll be a hochacha mikoch maisav, mikoch dibur, or something emanating from the Baal, something generated by the Baal, that he has this higher level of das, that he wants the kiddushin. It's not enough to have the higher level of das, to know that it's there, but rather the Baal has to generate it. And that's what Kiyikach is telling. This could be how the Ran is learning the sugya. That the Maisa Kiddushin is really Nisina Sakesef. The Dibur is external to the Maisa Kiddushin. That's simply to demonstrate that there's Das on the part of the Baal. Kiyikach tells me that the Das Alinda has to be generated by the Baal. That he has to express that he wants the Kiddushin. There has to be some kind of Hochacha Mikach Diburo or Mikach Maisa. And that's why I need a Dibur. But the dibur doesn't have to necessarily take place just b'shas kiddushin. Even if he's medabri maliske kiddusha beforehand, that's enough because he demonstrated his das, he expressed his das. There is a hochacha mikach dibura, and that is going to be sufficient in order to be considered kiyikach if he has the nesina later l'shem kiddushin. If he has the nesina later, he gives her the kesef. The dibur that he had beforehand is enough to be megala das that it's called kiyikach mitzav dibur. This is the rest. I think based on the Birkas Shmuel, we can explain a Rashba as well. The Rashba sheath in this sugya is very difficult. It seemed deceptively easy when we first saw the Rashba, but if you read a little more Rashba, Rashba seems to contradict himself in terms of why Dibur is necessary in Kiddush. How does the Rashba begin? If you have a Kovetz, please look on with me. If not, share with your friend. If not, just listen. Okay, how does the Rashba begin? Nasanu v'amrahi lo havu kiddushe. Hochi perusha, says the Rashba. The kiigach mashma shekol halikuch adainu nesina v'amira tluyin bo. Kiigach sounds like kol halikuch. The entire ma'isa kiigach has to be dependent on the Baal. Nesina v'amira. But what impression do you get from that Rashba? It's Xeris HaKasav. Kiigach tells me that the Amir has to be mitzad the Baal. The initial impression, you don't see any extra words in the Rashba. The initial impression you get is that he holds that Amira is an integral part of the Ma'isa Kiddush. It's part of Likuchin. Kol HaLikuchin. The scene of Amira. Sounds like it's part of the Ma'isa Kiddush. Problem is the Rashba, in the next Dibra Maschel, the Rashba adds a lot more. And that's what's so strange here. What does the Rashba say? Kintomar, Nosanu Va'omrehi, Amayena Mekudeshes Gimura. What's the problem with Nosanu Va'omrehi? Armina Lakamon, Himadabri Maliske, Gita Vekidushevo, Piresh, Rabiosi Omedayo, when we pask in that way, Medabri Maliske Kidusha is sufficient. So you see, you don't need a deeper Bashas Kidusha. So why is Nosanu Va'omrehi a problem? You don't need a deeper Bashas Kidusha. Nesina is everything, it carries the day. The Tirch of the Tosfos says the Rashba. Tosfos answers like this: the Hocha b'Shalom Dibru Meikar b'Iske Kiddushin Klal. If he's Medaber al Iske Kiddusha, of course he spoke before. But here we're talking about that he said nothing. He's just shosing. He does the Nesina, but she does the Amira. Ela Hashdehu the Amr Lei Tainli Dinner v'Eskadish Anilach v'Nasan Avlo Pirish. She says Tainli Dinner v'Eskadish Anilach. You give me the money, and I'll be Mekudeshes to you. So she does the Amir entirely. He does the Nesina and she does the Amir. The Halo Omar Ihu Midi Lo Hashtavalo Meikara. He says nothing. Not now and not before. And that's why it's not going to work, says the Rashba. He hasn't explained why, but he says it's not going to work. Okay. Let's skip the middle, the next part, the Gemara Daf Zayin that he quotes, because it's not really germane to our discussion right now. So says the Rashba, if the husband says nothing, right? Nasan huva amra, he says nothing, that's not going to work. There's no diva. But just one second. Don't we know what his das is? I mean, she says, take this money, v'eskadeh shani lach. He takes the money. Excuse me. She says, give me money, v'eskadeh shani lach. He gives her the money. Isn't it obvious what he wants? She spoke. She said the Amira before the Nesina. Then he does the Nesina. What's the Shaila? The Avo b'shat var marin d'la das masha amr lo nosan hu k'mo shepiresh dami. Even though it's clear what his das is, he's doing what she asked him to do. It's clear what his das is. Mikol mokom hadas eidin be'inan. You need hadas eidin. Now, Mekadesh b'lo eidim echoshin l'kiddushin. Mekadesh b'lo eidim doesn't work. You need eidin kiyum. In kain, kemen shlo pirish kan ve'efshe shel l'shem matan anosan v'lo l'shem kiddushin. Av mishu muchav l'shem kiddushin anosan k'mo sh'amra. Afilu achi ein kan eidus shmiya v'lo re'iya l'shem eidus. El l'shem donin kavonas halei ve'ein kan eidus. Says the Rashba, but the problem is that there's no eidus. We know exactly what he wants, but it's not borrowed to the eidus. Since he's not speaking b'shas kiddushin, it's not an edus of shmi or an edus of re'iyah. They're not hearing anything. They're not seeing anything. Yeah, they heard what she said to him, and they see the nesina, but he didn't express himself. So is it absolutely bara that he's giving it l'shem kiddushin? No. It's pretty bara. It's an umdana demuchach. Everyone would say he's giving it l'shem kiddushin. It could be he's giving it l'shem matana. If he said he's giving it l'shem kiddushin, then it's absolutely clear. But now, it's not 100% clear because he didn't say anything. Says the Rashba, the problem is it's like Mekadesh below Edom. Edom can't testify unless it's a davar bar, unless they actually see or hear something. Here, that being done, Kavana Salev. We know what's in his heart. Oh, yeah, we know. You can know from Hein bis Morgen. From today until tomorrow, that the fact is it's not a davar bar. It's not absolutely bar. It might be 95% bar, but it's not completely bar. That's not an Edus. Edus means it's a davar bar. The Edom are seeing something, they're hearing something. Says the Rashba, that doesn't exist over here. If she's the only one who speaks, then there's no edus on the rotsin of the baal. Aval b'shalayu asukim boso inyan kevin shuba atzmon istratza b'him meikara harezekilu pirish achshav b'shas nesina that b'bor denavshik asomech v'yohi. But if medabri ma'al iske kidushav asukim boso inyan, so then his nesina is based on his amira. It's connected to his amira. Clearly, he's only giving with the kavana that he expressed previously. So there, you do have edus. The edim heard his original amira. Now they see his mice in the sina, so they can connect the dots. That's permissible. As long as they see everything or hear everything, they can connect the dots. But here, it's more than connecting dots. It's creating something that they haven't heard or seen. That's not edus. They didn't hear the Baal say anything. She's the only one who spoke. So says the Rajba, that's not edus. So it's lacking in edus, and that's why Einam Mekudeshes. So all the Achronim jump on the Rashba. They say, it's like a contradiction from one line to the next. The Rashba in the previous Dibra Maslo said that why is Nasanuva Amrahi Einam Mekudeshes? Because without Amira, it's not Kiyigach, because Kol HaLikuchim have to be Mitzad Baal. Nesina, Amira, it all has to be Mitzad Baal. If that's the case, the Rashba could have given a simple answer right over here. He could have said, the reason why Nasanhu Va'amrahi doesn't work is because it's not a full likuchen. You're missing kiyikach, because the amir is not mitzad the baal. What does he need edim for? It's a kiddushin without edim? Why does he need that? Why does he need that? It's not a kiddushin, it's not a meister kiddushin. Not that it's a meister kiddushin without edim kiyum. It's not a meister kiddushin bechlal. It's missing part of the meister kiddushin. Why doesn't the Rashba just say that? Isaac.
Look at his two comments. These two contradicting comments are commenting on the two different answers going from the Gemara. Can he be saying this is exactly the Machloket? According to the first answer, it would be it's Amira is an integral part, and that's why it doesn't work at all. According to the second answer, where it might not be an integral part, it might just be a Gilui Dat, that's where the Safi comes in.
The Rashba doesn't sound like he's talking either within the Lishna Kama or the Lishna Vazi. He's talking according to both. Right? Even the Lishna Kama, he's saying, what is the problem over here? The problem here is that there's a Maaseh Kiddushin without Edim. Do you deny that that's what the Rashba is saying? He's not explaining what the Lishna Kama, he's not explaining the Lashon of the Lishna Kama, that Einam Mekudesh is because it's Kiddushin below Edim? I think that's what the Rashba is saying, no? And how can he distinguish between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra? Lishna Basra is just saying there's a suffix over here. What the Lishna Kama thought was a Dover Plush is not Kiyigah, but Lishna Basra is saying it's a suffix whether it is Kiyigah or not. But they're both talking about the same issue. Just the question is it Vadai that it doesn't work, or it's a suffix whether it works or not? So in the first Rashba, he says that the problem is that part of the Maisa Kiddushin is missing if you don't have a Dibra. Second Dibra Maskel of the Rashba is saying there's no Eidus. Why do we need Eidus? Part of the Maisa Kiddushin is missing. Why does he need that it's Mekadosh below Eidus? What's more, if the problem is a lack of edus, so then how does Nosan Huva Amar Hu work? Think about it for a moment. If the problem is a lack of edus, we need edus not only on the Maisa Kiddushin, but on the Rotsan of the Baal, the Rotsan of the participants in the Maisa Kiddushin. Is the Baal the only one participating in the Maisa Kiddushin? Ish is also a player in the Maisa Kiddushin. And according to many, you need a das alim to mitzad the isha as well. You certainly need a ratzah mitzad the isha. You might need a das alim to mitzad the isha too. We have many, many shittas that held like that. So according to the Rashba, that the reason why Nasan Huva Amrahi Einam Mekudesh is because it's Mekadesh below Edim. So how does Nasan Huva Amrahu work? Okay, he doesn't see it. And he speaks. But without a deeper mitzad the isha, ain't done in ela kavanas halev, kavanas liba. The Edom can testify that the Baal is rotzeh b'kiddushin. How do they know she's rotzeh b'kiddushin? Maybe she's only accepting it as a present. It's a nice ring. I'll take it. Who says that she's mishratzeh b'kiddushin? According to the first lashon of the first Dibra Maskel and the Rashba, I understand. I don't need edus on the rotzen of the isha because Kiyika tells me that Nesina v'Amira are two parts of the Maisa Kiddushin, and the Baal is the one who does the Maisa Kiddushin, so all that has to come from him. I don't need Amir mitzad the Isha. She's not the Kiyikach is not talking about the Isha, so the Amir doesn't have to come mitzad the Isha. But according to the second version of the Rashba, the next Dibra Maskel, The Rashba says that Nasan Huva Amrahi and Makadesh is because it's Makadesh below Edim, because I need Edos on the Ratzon of the Baal. Why Dafka on the Ratzon of the Baal, not the Ratzon of the Isha too? I should need Edos on the Ratzon of the Isha also. Without Edos on her Ratzon, you're also missing Kiddushin Ba'el, also missing Edos in the Kiddushin. Makadesh below Edim, Ve'ena Makadesh. So there are two kashas over here. First of all, why does the Rashba need both reasons why Nasan Huva Amrahi Enem Kudeshes? And secondly, according to the second reason, Maishna Isha Meish. We don't need Amir Mitzad the Isha B'Shas Kiddushin. We only need Amir Mitzad the Baal. But if the problem is that it's like Mekadesh Below Edim, I need Edus on the Das of the participants of the Kiddushin. So I should need Edus on the Das of the woman as well. Why shouldn't there be Nasan Huva Amrahu not work because you don't have an Amir Mitzad the Isha? Does anyone want to try the hint? Akiva, yeah.
For the second question, I don't know, but how far do we take the underlying principle that the woman just always wants to get married?
Well, that's true in general, but we have to know, there has to be Eidus that she wants this Kiddushin. Just because there's an Umdana that she wants to get married, that's not an Eidus. And it's still only Kavana Salev. We assume that we know what's in her heart. But it's still not an Eidus. How does that work over here? Gabi?
In a mocha? She's not like protesting?
She's not protesting. It's still only Umdana de mocha. It's still Kavanas Halev. She's not saying anything. So she's not saying anything. It's not an Eidus. It's not Eidus Shmiya or Re'ia. They're not hearing anything. Not seeing anything. Josh?
Is this based on what Derek Ashmo said? I mean, the second group two with the Gosselinta idea we saw earlier with Katie King went out on that they aren't, they really might only be needed on his task.
Why?
Because he's the one that has to do it. He got his teaching that he has to actually, his teaching that he actually has to do the Amira and actually the action along those lines. That has to be from him and not from her.
Why does the Rashba add that it's like being Makadosh without Aiden? What does that have to do with? I mean, what you're saying is very good, but what does that have to do with being Makadosh without Aiden?
The actual Amira then never has to play. What was that the second answer?
But why do you need to be Makadosh? Why does the Rashba need this svara that you're being Makadosh without Eidim? Ellie?
Eidim
made the Das Alinta, exactly. The Birkas Shmuel was saying the following, that Kiyikach tells me two things, right? I need a Das Alinta in Kiddushin, and that Das Alinta has to be generated by the Baal. Now, how do we get the Baal to that higher level of Das? We said one of the ways is by having Eidei Kiyim, by publicizing the act. If he does it in front of two people, so then that shows he's very serious about it. So I thought maybe the Rashba is really putting two things together. It's not that the Rashba is giving two reasons why Nasan Huva Amrahi doesn't work. He say the reason is that Kiyigach requires Amira in addition to the Nesima. Not because Amira is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin, name. The Rashba says like the Birka Shmuel. He holds like the Birka Shmuel. Well, came before the Birka Shmuel, right? But he's using that Svara for the purpose of the Dibur is to be Megala Das. That the man has to be Megala Das, that he wants the Kiddushin. And Kiyikach tells me that Gili Das has to Dafka come Mitzad the Baal. Ahokoch mitoch ma'isava mitoch diburo. We need a Das Alim to Mitzad the Baal. And he has to generate that Das. How does he generate that Das? Through the Eidim. So if the Eidim don't know what's in his mind, which they don't, right? They don't hear anything coming from him. The Das Alimta is not going to be generated mitzad the Baal. They don't really know what he's thinking, so that's not Kiyikach. That's not Kiyikach, because that higher level of Das has not been generated through the Baal. It's through some Umdana, some Kavana Salev that the Edom are making up, that they're thinking. But they don't really know what the Baal is thinking. That's not called Kiyikach. Kiyikach means that you need a Hokocha mitoch Maisav, mitoch Diburo, that the Edom see. The way that the Das Alimta is generated is that the Baal does something or says something bifnei ha'edim. And that's what gives him Das Alimta. That's what generates, that's what shows that he is the one who's generating that Das Alimta. So it could be, it's not that the Rashba is contradicting himself. He's really just explaining. Or he's just adding. He's saying Amira is necessary to have a Das Alimta. That Das Alimta has to be generated by the Baal. And the way it's generated is by doing something publicly. So if the Edim hear or they see something the Baal is doing that demonstrates that he wants Kiddushin, then the Das Alinta is generated. But if not, then the Das Anand is not generated and it's not going to work. And that's why there's no need for the Isha to speak. Because even if Das Alint is necessary, even mitzad the Isha, but who generates the Das Alint in Kiddushin? Kiigach, only the Baal is the generator. She just has to be maskim. She does, if she shtika, she shows it, that's enough. Right? He generates a Das Alint because he speaks, and the Adam see what he wants. Now, if she is shosek, we treat it like there's a Das Alint to mitzad the Isha as well. But she doesn't have to be the generator. So if she doesn't have to be the generator, she doesn't have to speak. That's precisely why, even according to the Rashba, it's not a problem. If the Baal doesn't speak, that's Makadosh below Edom. But if the woman doesn't speak, that's not Makadosh below Edom. The purpose of the Edom is simply that the Das Alinda should be generated by the Baal. So as long as the Baal is the one who speaks or does something to indicate to the Edom that he wants a Maisa Kedushin, then the Das Alinda is generated by the Baal, and the Kedushin are going to be Chal. Okay, so based on the Birka Shmuel, perhaps we can put the Rashba with the Ran. That the goal of Dibur and Kiddushin is not that integral part of the Maaseh Kiddushin, but rather it's to be Megala, the Das of the husband. It's actually to raise the level of Das in general, but the generator of the Das Alinta has to be the Baal. And that's why the Rashba says that if the Baal doesn't speak, then the Edim don't really know. There's no Edus Brura here. Without Edus, there's no Das Alinta, and therefore there'll be something missing in Kiyikach. Yeah, yeah.
And this might be far out there, but you said that the Shusha Rashba by the case of Yavam was being treated by the Bia, that since the Shusha Rashba says that you don't need Edom for the Bia, it's showing that the Edom are just accomplishing a solemnizing presence for the Das Alinta. But if that's true, then why do the Edom need to know the Baal's Das?
Again, according to the Shusha Rashba, that you do need Edom for Yibam, you do or you don't?
Don't
need Edom for Yibam, that's great. That means that the Rashba holds that Edom Kiyam is for Das Alinta, and
right.
Since Yibam is Yibam Balkarcha, you don't need a Das Alinta by Yibam.
Therefore, they don't necessarily need to know what the Baal's Das is, it's just the Baal's
I wouldn't go to solemnizing present, you know, insured beer solemnizing presence. We don't have to talk about how the Edom Kiyam raised the level of Das. The fact is the Rashba is saying that Edom Kiyam is necessary to make a Das Alinta. So that's working very nicely with this Rashba. Right? Is that against this Rashba or with the Rashba?
So I'm saying it's against because the Rashba would say that what the Edom know or don't know doesn't matter. It's just the fact that the Baal knows that he's in public. So then it's
no. Then now there's both a solemnizing presence and there's an insured bearer. So the Das Alint is going to be generated. Yaakov.
No, Das isn't required by Yibam. That's why.
Das is not required by Yibam, and that's why Edakim is not necessary by Yibam. That's the whole point. Since Yibam can even be Baal Karcha, you don't need a Das Alint by Yibam. That's why. Edekim is not necessary, but by Kiddushin you do need a Das Alinta, and the Das Alinta is generated by the Edekim. And it has to be generated by the Baal. So that's why the Edom have to know exactly what the Baal is thinking. They have to have a Hokocha, Mikoach, Diburo, Mikoach, Maisa, that he wants the Kiddush. Okay. We mentioned that one Nafkemina between the Rid and the Ran, now we'll call that the Rid against the Ran and the Rashba. Right, whether Dibur and Kiddushin is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin or it's just a Hechatimtza, right? It's a way of demonstrating the Das. We said one of the Nafkamina is, if the Dabra Aliske Kiddusha, do you have to say, does the Baal have to say, a Loshon that would work for Kiddushin itself? Right? If you hold it's an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin, then you need a Dibur that will work for Kiddushin because that is the Dibur of Kiddushin, as the Meiri writes. But according to the Ran, that shouldn't be necessary. Another Nafkamina between the Rid on the one hand, as opposed to the Ran and the Rashba on the other, could be a machlokas rishonim about nasan huva amrahi. What's the din? Let's say medaber aliske kiddusha. Let's say he was talking to her aliske kiddusha, and then he gives the kesef. He wasn't planning on speaking. You know, he's a very he's a shy kind of guy. He wasn't planning on talking at the ma'aseh kiddushin. He said enough beforehand, so he was going to be quiet. But she's a talkative one, right? So she wants to say. She wants to do the Amira B'Shas Maisa Kiddush. Does that work or does that not work? Right? Medabri Ma Liske Kiddusha and then Nasan Huva Amrahi. Do we say that her Amira destroyed everything? Everything would have been great. Medabri Liske Kiddusha, we say that's good enough, whatever the reasons are, but it's good enough, even if he doesn't speak B'Shas Nesina Sakesef. But the problem is she did speak. Medabri Ma Liske Kedusha, and then Nasan Huva Amrahi. He does the Ma'is in Asina, but she says, Hareini Mekudesh Eslach. Does her Amira destroy everything? So comes the Rosh and says, no, her Amira is Gurnished Megurnished. GMG. There's the Rosh. The end of Siman Aleph. Nasan Huva Amrahi. Right? Myrish lo dibre matchila aliske kiddushin. Dilu dibre matchila afilu nasan la b'shtika mekudeshes. Rosh says the whole sugi is talking about where he didn't speak to her about kiddushin before him. Dibre matchila aliske kiddusha afilu nasan la b'shtika mekudeshes. U'b'shvil amirosa lo gara says. There are four words that move mountains. Rosh says her amira does nothing, doesn't detract at all. It's not a problem. He had the deeper beforehand, so Bishvila Mirosa Logar. Nothing is missing just because she spoke. Who disagrees with the Rosh? The Tosis Rid, exactly, God. The Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid on the Vov, not here on the Fei. V'chein yesh lomar, v'kach yesh lomar nami b'nosan hu v'omrehid, the lomi bai k'she'e medabri ma'lizke kidusha. Not just if a medabri ma is kekidusha, but even medabri ma v'lo amar klum. Let's read. Kachish lomer nami benosnu v'amr hi the lomer by kashem medabri maliske kiddusha afilu b'medabri ma nami I have a yoyev lo v'lo amr klum lohu v'lo hi have kiddusha gemurim. Oh, if he does the ma'is nesina, he was medabri maliske kiddusha, and now he does the ma'is nesina, and neither of them speak, then it's kiddusha gemurim, says the Tosis Rid. Hashta da amr hi einon kiddusha gemurim, but if she says something, then it's not a good kiddusha. The Nirin had Dvarim Shevedibro Ha'isha Gamra Kiddushin. Because it looks like the Kiddushin on the Gemara Bedibro Ha'isha, Banan Be'inan Sheyi Gamru Bedibro Ha'ish. And we need that the Kiddushin should be Nigmarim Bedibro Ha'ish. Says the Tosas Rid, I think that Medabri Maliske Kiddusha V'Nasan Huva Amrahi Eina Mekudeshes. Because her Amira is Megareya. It does take away. Because with her Amira, Nirim Hadvaram Shebedibra Ha'ish Gamra Kiddushin, and we need Sheyigamra Bedibra Ha'ish. What's the Svar over here? Why does the Rosh say that her Amira is not Megareya, and the Tosfos Rid says that the Amira is Megareya? So, according to the Ran and the Rashba, if you hold that the purpose of Dibra and Kiddushin is simply to be Megaladas, to demonstrate that the husband really wants to get married here, you need a Hochacha Mikoach Dibura Mikoach Ma'isa. Kiigach tells me that the husband has to be megala das, that the das alimta of kiddushin has to be generated by the ish. So, do you think this should work or should it not work? The davri ma liske kiddusha nasanu v'amrhi. According to the Ran and the Rashba, should it work or not? Of course, it should work. There's a gili das. Just because she spoke, why should that take anything away? There's a gili das. Mitzad the baal, he did speak. The davri ma liske kiddusha, he did speak before. So he was megala das. There's a hochacha mikal diburo, so why should I care if the woman speaks as well? That's what the Riyah Zokin says. The Riyah Zokin explains this shita. He agrees with the Rosh, and he explains it through, seemingly, with the svara of the Birka Shemot. What does the Riyah Zokin say, right here on Daf Ha'ilas? He says the Riyah Zokin doesn't work if Einu Medabri Maliske Kiddushah. Why does the Baal have to speak? You need an Omar who, why? To explain that he's giving the Kesef B'Toras Kiddushin. The whole v'hu tzarech ledaber im hi dibra mashemutal olav havi sveikam. If she did what he has to do, what's mutal olav lasos, that's a suffix, mikudashes, that's the lishna basra. I think it really should be einot sarach. Aval im hayem adabim alas kikudusha einot sarach ledaber ela tekev shenosan lahakesef havi mekudashes vada. If medabim alas kikudusha, he doesn't have to speak b'shas nesim, but rather immediately when he gives the kesef, she's going to be mekudashes. Sharehu asa kolamutol olav lasos. He did whatever he's responsible to do. Just because she speaks, so what? There's no hezek. There's no problem. What's the Riyaz Zokin saying? He says two important things. He says, first of all, why is Hareyat Mekudeshes necessary? Why does the Baal have to speak? Levar Shakesef Nosin Levataras Kedushin, to explain that he's giving the Kesef Ataras Kedushin. If the Riyaz Zokin held like the Rib, what should he have said? Because Kiyikach tells me that Amir is part of the Maisa Kiddushin. It's part of the Likuchin. That's not what he said. He says it's Kedei Levar Shakesef Unosin Levataras Kiddushin. That's point number one. Secondly, he says that's Mutal on the Baal. That the Amir is Mutal on the Baal. It's something that's his responsibility to do. That's what Kiyikach tells me. Kiyikach tells me that the Baal is the one who has to express the Giladas. He has to explain why he's giving the Kiddushin. That's Mutal on him. So as long as he did that, then there's no reason why her Amira should take away. Okay, so she did what's mutal on him. There's no hezek in that. As long as he did what's mutal on him, then we have Kiyikach. He expressed his rotzen for Kiddushin. That's what Kiyikach tells me that he has to do. Then, as long as he did that, then everything should be fine. That's exactly what the Rosh holds. The question is, what would be the din according to the Rid? According to the Ran and the Rashi, everything's great. Around the Rashi, Mustama would hold like the Rush, that Medabri Maliska Kiddusha, the Baal was Megaladas, he did what's Mutal on him to do, so he fulfilled Kiyikach. What does the Rid hold? The Rid says that Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddusha. So if you were to ask me, I'd say that even according to the Rid, it should work. It was Medabri Maliska Kiddusha. Mustama, he said a Loshon that works for Kiddusha. So he was Yaitse, the Chiyav of speaking. He did an Asina, he did an Amira, so he did his full Likuchin, so Lachor, according to the Rid, it should work as well. But the Rid himself says not like that. The Tosis Rid, that's the Rid, right? The Rid is quoted by the Shulta Gebarim, so he also wrote the Tosis Rid. The Tosis Rid says that it doesn't work, right? That Omrahi, even if Medabra Liske Kiddusha, Omrahi is Megare, does detract. So you could have said, Misvara, you could have said, even according to the Rid, Itaka should work. You have everything. Even if it's an integral part of the Kiddushin, her Amir is not going to take away. But the Rid himself disagrees. So what is his svar? What taka is the Rid svar? So comes the Meiri and asks as follows. I'll read you the Lashon. We'll see what you think the Meiri is saying. Miktas mefarshim kosvu adavka b'shem medavri ma'aleske kiddusha. That's the Rush. Ha'im ha'im medavri ma'aleske kiddusha kiddusha v'adahem. Even Nasan hu v'amr, he's going to work. The logar mehay medabri maliske kiddusha v'nasan lavelo pirish mitzan olam sheshasku shneim. If they're both quiet, but medabri maliske kiddusha, that works. So why should her amir be any worse? That's what the miktsas mafarshim say. That's the rush. The ofikos Miri says, and I agree with the rush. Avav bishra isichol kamalem, but I have seen those who disagree. Lomar degora vigora. Right? Not only is it not logara, it's gora vigora. Right? It's a real problem, that her Amira is really a problem. Who's that? That's the Rid. Mipnei shebezuhem somchim al Amirosa, because in this, they're somech on her Amira. I do see the Rachokim. Ein zeklum. Zot the Meiri, I don't think that they're right. Shemeacha she'enanu tzrichim la Amirosa, dibur shalo lomala v'lomorek klal. Because we don't need her Amira, so her Amira doesn't do anything. Doesn't make it better, doesn't make it worse, it's nothing. Meiri says, what's the din if Nasan hu va'amar hu va'amar hi? Nasan hu va'amar hu, Harei Mekudesh, he gives her kesef, he says Harei Mekudesh li, and she says, Hareini Mekudesh lach. She also pipes up, and she wants to say something too. So to Meiri, what's the problem? He did everything he had to do. So there's no reason why her Amira should be mafsid anything. But Ra'isi Cholkim Aleim, I do see that there are those who are cholik, and why? Mipnei shebezu hem somchim al amiras. Who is somich? We're somich on her amira. We're relying on her amira. What does that mean? What's the Meiri saying? What's the svar of the Rim? What do you think? Ellie?
Maybe, it doesn't sound like this is what you're talking about. The way we read my mental is that people will think that it's the woman's amira.
Bezu heim somcha means other people are going to think.
People will look and say, oh, so it's the woman's, like we had this, I think that was the, we had that problem where the Shabbos Chaibos, that people think that works.
Okay, that's one possibility. Yaakov? What? The Adem thing. Zach?
I was just going to say maybe it's like a key tika, because if you're saying the amira is a key problem to the rib.
Well, that's could be I'm not sure that that's what the Meiri is saying. Meiri is saying that we're somech on her diber. She speaks them, we're somech on her diber. Somechim, who's the plural? So you think Adem. Maybe it means that the Baal and the Isha. Meaning if she speaks, so then it looks like they're using her Amira to do the Kiddushin. It looks like their das is that the Kiddushin should be chal through her Amira. It looks like they're using her Amira for the Kiddushin. They're somich on her Amira. That's what you could have said within the Meiri. What's the problem with that? That's not a Vandai, that's still only a Safek. We don't know for sure if they're somich on her Amira. If they mean to, right? If they think, if the Baal and the Isha think that that her Amir is what's shafting the Kiddushin, as we would say, what's making the Kiddushin work. And yet the Rid holds, Vadai ain't a Mekudeshes. The Kiddushin don't work at all. So what's the Pshat? I'm not sure what the Meiri is saying. But it could be what the Rid is saying, is that if Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin, so what that means is that the Baal has to do the entire Maisa Kiddushin. And if the woman speaks as well, it looks like she's being Misayeya in the Maisa Kiddushin. That's the problem. That's a psul daraisa. That's not just we're thinking maybe. No. If it looks like she's being Messiah in the Maisa Kiddushin because she's adding to that Maisa Kiddushin, it's not just him. It's not just his Nisina and his Amir, but it's her Amir and it's her Amir as well. It looks like she's being Messiah in the Maisa Kiddushin. Then that might be pogan. That might detract from the whole Maisa Kiddushin because Kiyikach tells me that he has to do Nesina, he has to do Amira, and it has to look like he's the only active party in the Maisa Kiddushin. So if you hold Amira as necessary only to be Megaladas, then what's the problem? He is Megaladas. We know what his Das is. Ridlishitoso holds that Dibur is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. So he claims, since it's Nirin Hadivarim, since if she speaks as well, Nirin Hadvarim Shabadibur Ha'isha Gomra Kiddushin. Now it looks like she's Misayah in the Maisa Kiddushin. It looks like the Kiddushin on the Gemorim through her Dibur. That's not going to work, because we need that the Kiddushin should be Nigmar through the Dibur Ha'ish. If it looks like the Kiddushin on Nigmar through her Dibur, then that's a problem. But that could only be a problem. We're not even sure that according to the Rid it should be a problem. But that could only be a problem according to the Rid, according to the Ran and the Rashba. It's not possible that should be a problem. Because if the purpose of Dibur by Kiddushin is simply to be Mochiach, is simply to be Megala his Das, we know what his Das is. He was Megala his Das through his Dibur beforehand. According to the Rid, you can begin to understand such an idea. That maybe Vadai the Kiddushin don't work, because as long as it looks like the woman's Misayeh and the Maisa Kiddushin, then that's not Kiyikah, because Kiyikah tells me that the Nesina and the Amira have to come inside the Baal. He has to be the only active participant. So if the woman does an Amira as well, it looks like she's participating in the Maisa Kiddushin, and that's why it's not going to work.